Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All I got from the United Nations was an escalator that on the way up stopped right in the middle. If the First Lady wasn't in great shape, she would have fallen. But she's in great shape. We're both in good shape. We both stood. And then a teleprompter that didn't work. These are the two things I got from the United Nations, a bad escalator and a bad teleprompter.
Well, it's like working in radio. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:08. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Good morning. It's a happy hump day, Trump Day, with President Trump. Holy cow. I love this guy more than ever. I mean, just when I thought, you know, I couldn't be any more of a Trump humper. You know, I go in for more. He spoke to the UN. He said everything I wanted to say. He said it in probably stronger terms than I would say, certainly much stronger than any other leader ever. I'm serious. And so you're not going to hear the MSNBCs and the CNNs really play any of it. But when they do, they're like, oh my gosh, he's so nasty. He's so harsh. He's so this. He told it like it was. I mean, in one instance, he basically is trying to save the Western civilization. He's telling them, hey, and the UN financed a lot of this, these border issues. Yeah. Oh, and he called them out. And global warming and all that green stuff, fake. And he called it out for what it was. He said, oh, look at Germany, worked so hard, reduced their carbon footprint by, 37%. Wow, that's something. In the meantime, you've got China and India up polluting to the point to where all the Western, nations other than them, polluting far more than Germany or anybody else could reduce it by. In other words, showing everybody what a joke it is. And he said, he talked about the windmills. And he said, these windmills, they're so ugly. They're ugly. They don't work half the time. They're broken. They rust, whatever. And he said, and they're made in China. He says, you got to hand it. You got to hand it to China. He says, they sell these things. He goes, do they use them? No, they don't use them. They're getting cheap oil and gas and coal. They're not going to use those. And I've talked about this kind of thing. How can our leaders, and this is previous to Trump, obviously, but how can our leaders be so stupid, to buy into this? Well, if China and Russia and India weren't willing to do anything about this, crisis that they sold us on, then what good would it do? The only thing it did was exactly what it did. It cost all of us, a lot of money and did nothing. As far as this CO2 stuff, and so the whole thing is a joke, and he called all of that out.
Two words: kickbacks.
Kickbacks, even bigger than that. I think China had a huge influence on this. They saw where they could basically create a market, fill a need that previously didn't exist, make it up, and get Western leaders to buy into it, whether they are kicking back, whether they are financing, whether they're making huge contributions to universities, all the above, probably. But think about it. I mean, and that's why Trump kind of, you know, gave them the kudos, because how brilliantly evil, but how brilliantly smart
yes.
that China is. It's like, yeah, yeah, climate change. And then they come to the table and go, yeah, we're going to sign on. Yeah, we're going to get really serious in 2030.
Well, but somehow they got classified as an emerging nation. Because they're new, you know. They've not been around for a while.
Yeah, and there's only a couple thousand people live there.
Yeah, so as an emerging nation, they get a little extra time to work on it. Because they don't have any technology or nothing like
that. He called the Western nations out, including the U.S. before he took over, for what they are. Suckers. Mm-hmm. Suckers. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the MSNBCs and CNNs of the world, they are just falling apart. The UN speech was very, very powerful. The border, where he talks about the border, extremely powerful and accurate. Here's one of what he said. He did too much, maybe a little too much of patting himself on the back. But
it's true.
That's right.
It's true.
He's got to stay true to himself.
Yeah.
He said, on our southern border, we've successfully repelled a colossal invasion. And for the last 4 months, that's 4 months in a row, the number of illegal aliens admitted and entering our country has been zero. Hard to believe, because if you look back just a year ago, it was millions and millions of people pouring in from all over the world, from prisons, mental institutions, drug dealers, all over the world they came. They just poured into our country with the ridiculous open border policy of the Biden administration. Our message is very simple. If you come illegally into the United States, you're going to jail, or you're going back to where you came from, or, you know, perhaps even further than that. And he did, and he laid it out. What are you people doing in Europe? What are you doing? And he said, look, you're going to have Sharia law in London, yeah. The London mayor pushing for that. This is no place for that in Western civilization. I mean, he couldn't have been any better, any stronger. Speaking to the UN, like I've never heard one of our so-called leaders speak to them in that way. And mm-hmm. It needed to be done, and it needed to be said. And I hope they really take it to heart. And he covered so much. He talked about the Abraham Accords, he said, which is a very big thing for which our country received no credit, never receives credit. Everyone says I should get the Nobel Peace Prize for each one of these achievements, because he was talking about more than just that, but that was one of them. And he said, but for me, the real prize will be the sons and daughters who live to grow up with the mothers and their mothers and fathers, because millions of people are no longer being killed in endless and unglorious wars. And he talked about that. And he is the peacemaker.
Yeah.
And he said, and the UN offered zero help on that. And that is the reason for its formation, to help end and keep the world out of war, basically, the League of Nations. Anyway, it is definitely a happy Hump Day Trump Day, my friends. Oh, there's plenty to talk about, including some local issues that still have people riled up, and they should. And Kat Kamick, Congresswoman, coming along a little bit later on, we will speak to her this morning. She's going to talk about the same thing. I'll fill you in next. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And by the way, it's working now. Just went on. Thank you. I think I should just do it the other way. It's easier. Thank you very much. I didn't think of it at the time because I was too busy working to save millions of lives. That is the saving and stopping of these wars. But later I realized that the United Nations wasn't there for us. They weren't there. I thought of it really after the fact, not during these negotiations, which were not easy. That being the case, what is the purpose of the United Nations? The UN has such tremendous potential. I've always said it. It has such tremendous, tremendous potential, but it's not even coming close to living up to that potential.
It is a happy hump day, Trump Day. Good morning and welcome. That was President Trump addressing the body at the United Nations. And man, did he let them have it. He was real. He was accurate. He was passionate. And that little glitch you heard at the very beginning, that was when his teleprompter went out. You know, there's a lot of world leaders that would have been completely befuddled by that, but not Donald J. Trump. Do you think he has to have a teleprompter? No. No, Trump uses a teleprompter because the people around him say, hey, every once in a while, check out the teleprompter so we can at least keep you on track so you don't go talking for, you know, like an hour. He goes, good, I'll keep it down to like 51 minutes, which he did. It was excellent. I can't say enough about it. I also, though, doing my job, welcome, by the way, it is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:23 in your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Did you see the like doubleheader coming at us? Where'd this come out of? I'm talking about tropical weather and a Radiant Credit Union update. You know, I've been keeping an eye out for you. That's what I do. That's what we do here at the Sky, and we've been doing it for years, as you know. So, you know, Gabrielle, she's floating around up there, and, you know, she's not going to be a harm to us. I mean, she might get closer to, like, the Azores than anything in the North American continent at this point. Anyway, 150-mile-an-hour wind. I mean, she's big, but she's out there in the middle of nowhere. So we're good there. But there's these other disturbances. Number one, 90% chance of formation in 7 days. Yeah. This is located about 700 miles east of the Leeward Islands. It shows signs of organization, and we got to keep an eye on that. And then wait, you've got disturbance number two, 80% chance of cyclone formation in 7 days. We got to keep an eye on this. And that's exactly what we're doing right now. The National Hurricane Center warned of two tropical disturbances that could turn into storms within the week. The one storm is titled Invest 94L, and it will form off the coast of Florida, while the other one, Invest 93L, has been forming in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean and could move toward the Carolinas by the end of the week. So a double storm like that, pretty rare. And a lot of times they end up merging and not necessarily getting stronger as a result. Sometimes they actually get weaker. The bottom line is it is a bit of an anomaly. So that's even more the reason to kind of pay attention to these storms and how they could impact us, our coastal areas, etc. And look, I don't like to jump the gun. I don't like to jump on these things. I'll be honest with you. After some of the hurricane damage that we've had in the last few years, everybody's a little triggered by it, to be honest with you. You know, there's trauma associated with it, so I don't like to stir it up for no reason. I just like to let you know when things are going on. And again, we're in good shape. We're going to keep an eye on it. But one of them could kind of form and be very close to our coast in a relatively short period of time. So let's pay attention to that. Make sure you got the basics done. And I know if you're listening to this show, You're smart enough to already have that. All right, good, good. So when President Trump was addressing the UN, and by the way, this for sure, in my opinion at least, it is definitely the story of the day, the story of the week. And not to take anything away from the awful tragedy that happened to Charlie Kirk, and mm-hmm. we certainly will forget that at all. But we're turning the page at least somewhat here. And these are some issues. These are global issues. And the way he spoke to that body was very important. He talked about, you know, look, when he came into office, and this is me speaking now, and even right before that, the second term, I thought, man, when he gets in, he's going to deal with Putin. He's going to deal with him effectively. He's going to mm-hmm. speak in a language that he can understand. He's going to say, economically, you're shooting yourself in the foot. And we're going to make sanctions. We're going to make it even tougher on you. This is not worth it. It's not worth it. And I think Trump was really taken aback, maybe even shocked, by the way that Putin smiled in his face and did get off the phone with him and start launching missiles at Ukraine. And I Trump gave him the benefit of the doubt, like a good statesman should, initially. Okay? And then now, oh no. No. Putin, nope. He is on the bad list, no doubt about it. And he said, listen to the whole UN, China and India are the primary funders of the ongoing war by continuing to purchase Russian oil. But then he said even NATO countries have not cut off much Russian energy and Russian energy products. And he says, I found that out about 2 weeks ago, and I wasn't happy.
Oh.
Yeah. We know you're busy. We want to make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast. Have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's a happy hump day, Trump Day. It's 6:39. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's going to be another day in paradise, but a bit warm. What are they saying? Heat index 105. Mm-hmm. Come on, man.
It's hot in paradise.
That's why I'm going to run away to the hills of northern Georgia and then get on the steel horse and ride around the countryside, maybe get up near Cashers, little Highlands. Can't afford to get too close to Highlands.
Bob, you're actually going to take a vacation day or two?
I know.
Wow.
Shocker. I am such a workaholic.
Wow.
People just...
I hadn't heard of this. It's just unheard of.
Life is short, man. There's not too many people on their deathbed go, yeah, I wish I'd spent another week at work because that really paid. Like, what's it going to pay? What kind of promotion am I going to get?
Yeah.
I'm not going to get a raise. I'm not going to get a promotion. I'm not looking for those things, frankly, either. So all I have is to try to live my life and appreciate the days that I do have and standing upright and being able to ride, you know, a motorcycle. And,
yeah.
And my energy level, you know, when I'm done with work, you know, the end of the day used to be, man, I play tennis and go to the gym and get, you know, other things done, little projects around the house. Man, now, man, it seems like a struggle to do anything after, you know, after my work day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's no fun. So I'm not going anywhere anytime soon as long as I can get those little breaks, those little vacations. You got to have something to look forward to all the time. Like after that, I got Biketoberfest. Now, I'm not taking any time off for that.
Right.
But that's a weekend to kind of look forward to.
Sure.
And then, I don't know, maybe in the winter, good Lord willing, maybe I'll get, you know, do a little skiing or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like I've said before, you know, when you were gone last time, the rare occasion that you took off, I remember saying, you know, look, Bob he's been here 23 years. He deserves the 168 days a year of vacation that he takes.
I wish.
He has worked for it, and he ought to take them.
Just think if we had unions, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, 32 weeks a year or something.
Oh, listen, the guy I worked with in St. Louis, Country Station, he actually worked because very few people in radio really, of the younger guys, smoke anymore. It's like, we all know it's bad for us. He literally worked into his contract smoke breaks in his union.
Back in the day.
No, it's a few years ago.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah, worked in smoke breaks into his union contract.
Wow.
I know. It's like, wow, you take that really serious.
Yeah, I don't miss those days. We were talking about that off the air, you and I, to work in radio and to come into this small room, they all are a studio, and all the acoustical type stuff, it absorbs sound. Mm-hmm. It also absorbs cigarette smoke.
Yeah.
And so those places were disgusting if you were not a smoker. And man,
you'd be an ashtray with ashes in it, and your hands would smell like cigarettes after touching the board.
You want to go back in time? Yeah, I want a muscle car from, 1971.
Yes.
I don't want to sit inside of it while people are smoking.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Oh, man. I'll never forget. Jerry Murphy and I were kind of splitting the paper route. I was taking it over, so I was still learning it.
Yeah.
And we did it over like a month transition. He was my best friend, so it wasn't an issue, except that he was really sick one morning, and it happened to be literally the coldest day that winter. And I'm not exaggerating when I tell you it was 20 degrees below zero. Fact.
Okay.
He's sick.
Okay.
His dad was already retired from GM. He feels bad.
Right.
Big Joe Murphy. Mm-hmm. He says, Bobby, I'll take you. Nobody called me Bobby then. Joe Murphy did. He could get away with it. World War II hero. I learned about PTSD and everything, well, because of him. Not in a good way. But anyway, great guy. He says, hey, I'll take you on the route. A little Chevy Vega, man.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And he smokes like a chimney, man. One after another. So it's this dilemma. You want to go out and breathe fresh air. Do you know what 20 degrees below zero feels like on your lungs?
That'll freeze your
lungs. It might be fresh, but it hurts.
Yeah.
And then you get back in the car. I'm like, God, why do you hate me?
Which is worse? And you're going from one extreme to the other. Frost.
But I'll never forget that. All right, listen, we've got so much going on. To me, the top story is Trump addressing the UN, and we've got sound bites from that, and we'll dig into that. I've got the transcript here in front of me. I listened to it yesterday. I watched some of the highlights, but I listened to it 90% of it. So we'll get to that. But the North Carolina House of Representatives voted to pass a criminal justice package named after the Ukrainian refugee who was stabbed to death on a North Carolina train in August. I know now you remember exactly what we're talking about. It was an 81-31 vote. North Carolina House passed Arena's Law, named after Arena Zarutska, and she was the one fatally stabbed in the neck.
So sad.
And nobody came to her aid.
After the guy is gone, she's there by herself. That was just wrong.
Yeah. And this bill is focusing on eliminating cashless bail for many crimes. It would limit the discretion of the magistrates and judges having what they have, the power that they have in these pretrial release decisions.
It shouldn't have been on the street. Shouldn't have been on the street.
And I know you can't make laws, but for people not to render aid like that.
Oh, no.
Wow. It for those people, it sucks to be you. That's all I can say about that.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to make it an awesome day. It's what we do. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 6:51, and President Trump knocked it out of the park, addressing the United Nations yesterday, making today an even happier Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. And more on that absolutely is coming up. But man, we had a pretty big story yesterday in this here area.
Oh.
Alachua County, a school board member, the vice chair, Tina Certain, I'm now facing backlash. I mean, the story is not brand new. By now, I think most people have caught wind of it. She posted on social media a few days ago, I didn't catch any of that Trump rally. Now, she's not referring to a Trump rally. She's actually referring to a solemn memorial service given for a man who spread the word of God and and got killed, speaking as Maya, murdered.
But she wants to make it a sarcastic thing with referring to Trump.
Yes.
Thank you, Tina.
And she said, I didn't watch any of that Trump rally. You might have learned something if you did, by the way.
Yeah.
I went to see an elder because the weight of it all. How a 31-year-old uneducated white boy has been glorified. Huh. He has an organization because a millionaire gave him money and connections to start with.
Wow.
To see the feds and state elevate him angers me. It is heavy, but I know I can't stay home. Got to fight despite being tired of it all. Now, this is a person who's looking out for your kids. My kids were educated in Alachua County by the public schools. This person has a position of power, not just on the school board, but vice chair. And for her to say something like that, uneducated white boy, you're 31 years old. You call a 31-year-old black man boy?
Ugh.
And you don't expect some kind of backlash? I don't know what you're smoking, but you better smoke a lot of it and keep your pie hole shut.
Yeah.
You don't call somebody boy. And you know who knows that? Any member, well, of any community,
yes.
But you're especially sensitive if you're a person of color, which Tina Certain is.
Uh-huh.
How she couldn't be any nastier and ruder than what she was on that post. Look, you can have your own opinions, but you also, when you show, and this is clearly, this is racist, uneducated white boy, which the uneducated thing we'll get to. You know, what do you consider uneducated? People that didn't finish their four-year degree? Like Bill Gates. What an idiot, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Working in his garage. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Elon Musk. Yeah. He never graduated. What a dummy.
Yeah.
What a bunch of dummies.
They'll never go anywhere.
These people, this is, it was just, I'm going to be super angry, super nasty, super racist. And you know at the heart of the matter what it's all about. It's Trump derangement syndrome.
Thus the Trump rally part.
So she's going to take some heat from it. Already has to some extent.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got Congresswoman Kat Kamick and what she said. And I'm going to share that with you in a second. I want to remind you, the Congresswoman will be on the air with us at 8:05 this morning. So a little over an hour. You don't want to miss that. If you do, you know, we got the whole podcast thing. But don't miss it. Here's what she said. And man, she hit a home run. This is Congressman Kat Kamick. Instead of prioritizing our children, the Alachua County School Board members seem to be teaching a masterclass in hate. I wonder what the parents of the white boys you are supposed to represent think of your deplorable comments. Comments, I should add, that you made about the memorial service of a murdered husband and father, which you called a Trump rally. Wow.
Mm.
She nails it, as she
absolutely
generally does, why we love her.
Yeah.
And really, I mean, she's in charge of our children's education. All the kids, no matter what color they are.
Mm-hmm.
But she clearly sees color. She made that quite obvious. And that's sickening. And then you think about it. It's like, oh, well, it's a one-off. You always get one nut bag or whatever.
Well.
No.
No.
Because this just comes on the heels. July. It was just July when the actual chair, you know, Tina Certain is the vice chair, when the chair, Sarah Rockwell, said, oh, did Hulk Hogan die? Did Hulk die? I didn't even know. Good. One less MAGA in the world. These people are in leadership positions, leading, educating our children? Unacceptable.
Absolutely.
Completely unacceptable. We'll get your input, too, coming up. If you want, 877-975-9825 on the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.